least one.
You just really like that music, don't you?
What are you talking about?
Bringing us in.
That's me bringing us in.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
And you're fucking it up.
Good.
Hey, everybody, this is Jacob Higlock with Living Showcase Podcast.
Wow.
After 1 year.
Can you tell?
Obviously, Jake's a little rusty.
Yeah, well, I'm used to saying, hey, everybody, it's Jacob Higlock with WBRO Broadcast Radio.
Well, no, because we not promoting
did you really
your...
do WBRO?
Yeah, there's WBRO.
There's no plugs in Living Showcase.
Unless, it's on WBRO right now.
We approve. So,
yeah. Anyway, so it's been a freaking year
since we've been together.
Well, okay, sorry. I'm Jacob Higlock. With me is Danny Meckler.
Popping that jam. I've been waiting to say that for a year. I haven't said it at all in the last year.
Wow.
Not once?
Not once. Why would I?
I don't know.
To my cats?
Who knows?
They get scared.
You just wake up and you're just Missy. Popping that jam.
I can only imagine that, you know, he would say some sort of variation, like he's in the bedroom and, you know, he's doing his thing and he's just popping that pussy.
That jam's already been popped.
Something So what have you guys been doing?
Who else is here?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, stop talking then.
It's a two-person show plus a ghost.
Remember that time when they killed me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I think we've killed every one of us so
except
far.
Jacob Higlock, Danny Meckler, and Mark Proberts.
We are back for you, America.
Oh. I like
switching
that.
Switching it up,
yeah,
right?
That was pretty sweet.
We also have other people here, don't we? No, we don't.
We usually have one guest, but yeah. I'm glad we don't
no
have
guests.
With us today is Robert Morris College.
His name is Robert Paulson.
his name is Robert Paulson.
Exactly. Who does voices such as Pinky from Pinky the Brain? Narf. Yeah,
that was Jacob.
I could do that. No, that was Robert Paulson. Yeah.
Just so you know, guys, Broadcast Radio is live.
Oh, Broke Ass Radio is live.
Broke Ass Radio,
and it's a talk show. I labeled it as a talk show. Oops, so all right. God, it's been so long. I don't know where we go. Do we go to the beer?
Let's go to the beer.
Let's do
beer of the week.
It's been a year.
It's
been a year. And I knew I needed to get some kind of beer. So I got New Belgium Fat Tire for everybody because that's a good standard beer.
It is. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're just trying to call me fat. Thanks for pointing out my weight gain.
Yes. This is called Muffin Top. And I was in and Caputo's and I was like looking around for some weird beer and I turn around, not refrigerated, is this one. It is.
Which he's pulling out of a plastic bag.
This is.
Oh my God. It's
chocolate
in a can.
Peanut butter porter.
Oh my God.
Have you
chocolate
had this?
Chocolate peanut butter.
You porter. Know what? I can't say that I haven't.
It has a goat's head. Dude, we should be drinking with this goat.
Yeah.
I miss goat.
I haven't talked to him in a while.
Oh my God.
Good old Adam.
I'm going to stop listening to Gamerhead, too.
Yeah.
I have 5 episodes I haven't listened to yet.
So,
yeah. Chocolate peanut butter porter, limited edition from Horny Goat Brewery. I didn't even notice that. It's got 96 points on the tastings scale.
It's famously fun.
6.5% alcohol.
Carefully crafted.
This looks.
Mine's dented. I want another one.
Okay, here.
Beverage with artificial flavor added.
I think this is going to be terrible.
I think it's going to be good. Sounds like it's going
to
be terrible.
Well, it's a porter. Porters are usually really good when it comes to chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
But what about peanut butter? That's the weird thing.
True. All right. Well, let's just smell it first. Okay. Big.
It smells good. It
smells like a Tootsie Pop.
Smells good.
Tootsie Pop?
Yeah.
I was thinking more Reese's peanut butter cup.
Why did I just smell the microphone?
Cheers, Jake.
All right, cheers on this one.
Oh, you got the one that dropped on the floor.
Oh,
so I said it was dented.
Oh, I like it.
Wow,
I like it.
So it's like it's very malty. It's like it's like a peanut butter malt shake type thing.
Yeah,
I didn't expect to like this at all.
Really,
this is good.
You just got it to be annoying?
Yeah, of course.
What's the worst
look at
beer?
Me. Look at me. Of course I got it to be annoying.
He spent the last year of our hiatus trying to figure out how can he come back and be annoying.
That's true. I would have believed that.
Yeah.
I would have believed that.
Yeah, what have you guys been doing the last year?
So, I mean, to explain why we went on hiatus, well, producer Tony Moss.
Holy shit. I forgot about that.
Sent us on a quest to catch them all.
Yeah. And,
you know, and
we caught the Mall of America.
What?
Yeah. We caught the malls.
Yeah. Well, we had to go, you know,
we had to capture all of the malls.
You like, you had to catch Fox Valley. Catch them all.
Stratford.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wood Field.
I just totally over my head with that one. But no, seriously, why did wait? Tony did what?
Executive producer,
yeah,
Tony Moss. He sent us on a quest
to catch the malls.
To catch the malls.
Catch the malls.
I thought you guys just hated me.
Well, that too.
We've been
That's why you're not included with the mall.
We've literally been on a nationwide mall tour.
Yeah.
You were with us the whole time.
All in Illinois, but nationwide.
I mean, no, I guess I have gone to all three malls this year.
Yeah. Which, I've been to Stratford. I've been to Fox Valley. I've been to Yorktown.
Oh, Yorktown. Yeah.
Haven't been to Yorktown.
What's the Schaumburg one?
Schaumburg is Woodfield.
Woodfield.
Okay.
But there's also Spring Hill.
I don't know where that one is.
I think I've been to three of those, and that was just for Christmas shopping.
This is really interesting radio. Really interesting.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to tongue you the polywhirls and get that Squirtle.
Yeah. So, Jake, what have you been up to the last year?
Well, I went to broadcasting school and learned everything the right way, and then came back
and threw it all out the window.
Threw it out the window.
because we are a Living Showcase podcast, and we are not here to do this professionally.
No, not at all. Not in the least bit.
You just have better equipment now.
I have a crap ton of equipment, actually.
And we are using none of it.
Nope. No, same stuff.
We're right back to, well, you know, you go with what you're used to.
Right. Yeah. USB mics.
They actually sound really good.
I love these microphones.
Yeah, these are really good microphones. But... So I went to broadcasting school. It was a 9-month program. I graduated in November. And actually, March 12th was my first day of school. So, I mean, it's almost been a year since I've been out of school.
That was kind of a lot of it. Like, I started a new job. You started school. And
I've done improv training.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're an improv artist now.
Yeah, I started taking improv at Westside Improv in Wheaton, Illinois. Went through a 12-week class, an 8-week class, and now I'm doing a weekly class, like, indefinitely until I get on another team or something.
Wow.
And that's going pretty well. I mean, I'm still terrible. I don't expect me to be any good anytime soon, but I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Yeah.
It is really fun. I do have a show this Saturday, but I'm not going to be there. And we're missing a show right now as we speak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's Fridays.
I'm a little bummed because they were doing their monthly jam, which anyone can go on stage. So you fuckers could have.
That would have been so cool.
Given it
that would have been great.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like I would do pretty good. I mean,
If the three of us got up there, I think we would do really good.
I think you'll do fine if you stay consistent to your character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And don't flip-flop emotions constantly based on what everyone else has said. If you stay true to your character, you'll be okay.
I see that. I see that, too. And, like, I've been creating... My brother Dan and I are creating a radio show.
That's
like
true.
A radio play about the worst detective in the world. because we recently got onto, like, on Stitcher, we got into a lot of... like best detective in the world rated like The Shadow. Have you ever heard of The Shadow?
No.
Hilarious. If you just want to listen to
I've heard of it because you told me about it.
Yeah, if you want to listen to like 20 minutes of radio and just
the only thing I heard about The Shadow is that the groundhog didn't see him this year.
That's true.
Yeah.
It didn't see him.
You know, I never paid attention to what his actual reaction was. I didn't know that. Which means that, what does it mean?
I don't know. It was supposed to be the opposite of what we got. So I think we're supposed
it's
to be
six
in
more
spring
weeks
right
of winter.
Now.
Is that what that means then?
Well, it's six more weeks of winter if he saw it. But since he didn't see it, I mean, like, we've had a couple of snowfalls, but compared to our other winters, this winter is like a baby lamb.
We got nothing. Yeah.
This is crap.
Yeah, we're sacrificing it to our god and deity, the almighty Robert Morris College.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So, you've been doing improv.
Yeah.
I've been going to broadcasting school. And actually, now I'm like applying. I've done professional stuff, voiceover stuff.
You've done a lot of radio commercials for car dealerships?
I've done, those were TV commercials.
TV commercials?
Yeah, those were actually TV.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, I did one radio commercial and like four TV commercials for car dealerships.
How come I haven't seen you on TV?
I'm not on, like, it's You'll just my voice. Him. You'll hear me. Yeah.
If you live in like Homewood, where is it?
Oh, God, what was the one?
Homewood Flossmoor?
It was like Huntsville, Alabama or something. Okay. Like that.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah.
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 If you want to buy a brand new pickup truck,
which you do,
4x4, you can take your sister to dinner.
We sell nothing else but pickup trucks.
Exactly.
Pickups are for white people.
But we had to get rid of the Confederate flag on the side. Thanks, Obama.
So we just inverted the colors.
Oh, my God. You know what? The Oscars got political enough for everybody for the rest of the year.
I don't believe in politics, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't believe in Oscars.
Well, I mean, it is an election year, so.
I knew Oscar. He's kind of grouch.
Yeah.
Garbage can.
I mean, wouldn't you be a grouch if you lived in a garbage can?
Well, depends on what kind of garbage can. Like a garbage can behind the Krispy Kreme? Yeah, I think I'd be pretty pleasant.
Yeah. And not be able to get out after about a week.
Okay,
yeah.
Think about this. This is your home.
Okay.
Think of just a bunch of people. I know this is your home. Think of like just people came in and just threw their garbage in here.
But if it's all donuts and nothing but donuts.
Sounds like every time you visit.
Modifier.
Yeah.
There's something good about every situation.
This is
true.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess one man's garbage is another man's potpourri, but...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are just not that man.
No.
No.
We're not Batman.
Oh, my God, Jacob.
So, okay, I actually have articles. I know that it's been a year and stuff, but they're on my phone that I'm not currently holding.
Where's your phone?
You might want to find...
First thing I want to say, though, I'm not going to read the article, but I'm going to tell you... Did you hear that the Google car, the self-driving Google car,
it crashed?
Got in its first accident.
It crashed.
It didn't crash. It like
if it's an
sideswiped
accident.
A bus.
Oh, okay.
That's what it said.
I didn't know.
In the article.
Well, okay. So that's not terrible. But I mean, it's still. How long has that thing been on the road, though?
I think a year or two.
Okay, so that's a pretty good...
That's good.
That's a pretty successful rate. However, this
is the first crash that it was responsible for. Other people have crashed into them, but this is the first one that it was responsible for.
How many kids has it hit?
None.
Hitting? Is that a word?
No, it's not.
Hit. Yeah, hitting. Hitting. It's not kitten. How many kitten hitting?
We're not wearing mittens.
Yeah.
You must be tripping.
Just a spitten?
Ooh,
no,
smitten.
That's a different
smitten's
word.
Smitten's a good one.
That's a pretty
good
word.
I'm smitten.
I am smitten.
Smidgen was what I was trying to
find. Oh.
Smidgen.
Good radio. Good radio.
We're rusty. It's been a year.
We are pretty rusty.
Okay, so that was one article. Another article was the fact that...
Well, where's your phone?
I don't remember. Somewhere.
Get your phone.
Around.
We may just want to talk about this for approximately
give me the
5 minutes. I was up to 15, damn it.
Oh, nice. Mark, for the last...
You...
Mark has been inputting Jake's password incorrectly on purpose. to disable.
You know, eventually that deletes the phone, right? Like,
does it really?
I think so.
I was just hoping to get up to like an hour.
Set it to delete it.
Self-destruct. Yeah. Who's going to set it to self-destruct? Okay, no, then, this actually brings me to one of my articles. The FBI personally asked Apple to lower their security.
Yeah, and Apple's not going to do it.
And they're not going to do it, yeah.
Good. Thanks, Apple.
And then a, I think, circuit judge or court, supreme judge out of New York sided with Apple and told the FBI to fuck off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, so. I mean, I understand that they did something back with the Patriot Act or whatever to allow them to listen in on conversations. But I mean, I just feel like there needs to be some sort of limitation with it, government wise. That is the best face I've seen you make with a beer in a while.
Oh, God. Was it like a vinegar stroke beer?
Almost.
I can give you some apple cider vinegar.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I do want? Some apple pie shots.
They're in my trunk.
Are they in your trunk?
They're in my trunk.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
I do not.
Yeah.
No, why not?
Wasn't that the moonshine that Jeff made?
No, this is completely different.
Okay, because the moonshine that Jeff made that one time.
No, that's rough stuff.
I had the worst headache of my entire life.
Yeah.
From that.
No moonshine for you?
No,
this is different. Everybody liked the apple pie shots that I brought that one time.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah.
That was good.
So, but I have more. I have
good old trunk booze.
Yeah, right.
Well, this one's been in my trunk through the winter, so I just need to shake it up and it'll be good. But I have another batch at home that's in the fridge. I was going to keep them for a year and see how they tasted after a year.
Is this like toilet wine that you're putting together?
Well, no, like the longer that the apple pie shot stuff sits, the better it tastes.
What's in an apple pie shot?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
All right. So it was
Ajax.
Sugar. No, we're not looking for Francis. Sugar.
Good movie.
Good movie.
Finally saw it. You're welcome.
When did you see it?
Last weekend.
We're talking about Deadpool. No one's seen it.
That's the best fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
I'm pretty much done with superhero movies, but I made a point to see that movie.
Yeah. It's great.
Because it's not a superhero movie. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
It really is. It makes fun of superhero movies. Yeah. That's my favorite part, is that he calls it out and he's like, he brings out every bullshit part of a superhero movie.
He also brings out every bullshit part of like past movies that he's done.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Like, don't make the suit green.
Yeah, don't make the suit green.
It's like we can only afford CGI. The two X-Men here.
Yes.
It's like they couldn't afford to put more than just you two in the movie.
All this giant house that and only on two?
That wasn't on the script.
Oh, really? That's hilarious. Well, and then what really made me... Dan pointed something else out. Oh, he talks about Blade. And he references somebody, one of the, either an X-Men or somebody, as dressing like they're from Blade, or there's a certain character from Blade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was in Teenage Warhead.
He was in Blade 3.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh.
See, I didn't know that, because I haven't seen all the Blades. I think I saw the first one a long time ago.
I like the reference to Professor X, like, which timeline is it?
Yes, yeah. I can never guess. Is it, what was it? Patrick, is it Patrick Stewart? Or yeah, exactly. I can never guess. But that's the thing. That's what Deadpool was supposed to do. Like, he was supposed to be the one to break down the fourth wall.
Right.
And my favorite line that I've said, and now my kids just repeat, even though I've never seen the movie. They've
never seen the movie.
Yeah, they've never seen the movie. It's like, that's a fourth wall broken on a fourth wall. That's like 15 walls. So, but you were saying that what's in the apple pie shot?
Oh, yes.
How do you make it?
It's apple cider, apple juice, sugar, and Everclear.
Oh.
Yeah.
You seem shocked by that.
The thing is
Everclear.
It's not a lot, though. I mean, they're strong, but as long as you don't.
It's a good band.
Like, chug.
What? I thought you couldn't even get Everclear. I'm thinking of Absinthe.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
However, they actually did, within the last year, went to a bachelor party, had Absinthe distilled right in front of me.
Yeah.
on
the AM radio.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that band. they those actually are my first CDs.
Father,
they can
of
distill
mine.
Absinthe. It's just it's different overseas. I don't know what it is that's different. Uh-huh. But actually, it's got a very heavy, like, licorice flavor. And the really cool thing about it is, if you take the absinthe and you pour it in a glass, it's clear. But then you add, like, just a splash of water, and you stir it around, and it becomes cloudy. And that's how you're supposed to drink it.
Really?
Yeah, it's really
cool.
With
a splash of water?
Yeah.
But it's not green.
No.
Is it green?
No, it's not green.
They always predict, like, yeah, show absinthe as green.
Right.
As green.
Right. I think they add the dyes overseas.
Oh, okay.
That's probably, I mean, where have we seen absinthe? In, like, films and TV and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So,
your road trip.
Yeah.
Road trip. That, yeah.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. So they probably
this
just
fucking absinthe is bullshit. Agreed, very. So great. Something. Okay, God, I forget what the... Has it been 5 minutes? Can I unlock my phone yet?
I don't know. Let's see. Little does he know, I snuck his phone when he wasn't looking and he did another one, so now he's at 20 minutes.
No,
it's no, he's not.
Yeah, I unlocked it. Okay. So one of the articles... is Tidal. Have you guys heard of Tidal?
The music service?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of them is saying, it says, like, is Tidal changing how fans talk about music? And really, like, after reading the whole thing, it's not about if they're, it's not about the fans at all. It's about Rihanna releasing, let's see, Rihanna's song Work, which she actually is a co-owner in Tidal.
Yeah,
she owns it.
Can we
what wait what just,
can we drop Tidal for a second and talk about that song Work? Have you heard that song?
Yes, it's terrible.
No,
it is the worst song. Not even joking, not exaggerating, this is the worst song I've ever heard.
Interesting.
Now it's, that we've said that,
it sounds like Rihanna's having a stroke.
Yeah.
Ooh.
While she's singing.
Nice. So
Rihanna's song Work featuring Drake is number one on the Billboard's Hot 100.
Yeah, what is Work. Wrong with you, America?
You haven't even heard the song.
Yeah, I know. I'm just assuming.
It appears on Rihanna's latest album, Anti, which was instantly sold through Tidal, where she is one of the co-owners, and Anti, the album, went platinum.
I didn't know that Tidal had that many followers.
Gotcha.
I thought people were pretty pissed off at Tidal. And decided to just stick with Spotify.
Yeah. I mean, it goes through the numbers of Pandora listeners and Tidal listeners and Spotify listeners and stuff like that.
Tidal is
a streaming music service just like Spotify or Apple
Music.
What
the fuck have I never heard of this?
I just found out about it through this article. So
Kanye West owns part
of it.
Jay-Z, but I don't care. I'm not listening to it.
It's the cool thing about Tidal that I will admit is that they also host music videos.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
If you like a song, it'll say, like, music video available, and you can just watch that right through there, which is pretty cool. But the shitty thing is, if it's one of those exclusive artists like Rihanna or Jay-Z or whatever, I don't know if Jay-Z's in it, but if it's Rihanna, she won't release her music video onto YouTube or anything because she wants you to pay for the service.
Okay.
Now, here's
See, now,
where
I
things
can get all
really
that for
up.
Free on Guitar Hero, so I'm good.
Here's where shit gets really fucked up. All right. The way Anti achieved platinum status through Tidal, last year Rihanna signed a deal with Samsung that was reputed to be worth $25 million. Okay? So she signs this deal with Samsung for $25 million. Part of the deal was that Samsung give away 1 million copies of Anti to fans.
Oh, so it's like the U2 album that automatically appears on your phone.
Yeah, that is hard to get rid of.
It's terrible. I can't get rid of it. I can tell it not to upload to my phone, but I can't get rid of it.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll find out in a minute.
Tidal has stated that it sold almost under 500,000 downloads of Rihanna's album, but those free downloads got Rihanna to platinum status. So the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA determines whether an album goes platinum or gold, and it recently changed its rules to include streams in its accounting.
Yeah, I don't have YouTube.
So the Samsung giveaways alone gave Anti platinum status less than 2 days after it became available.
Wow.
See, it doesn't seem like it takes
She bought her own platinum status and got paid $25 million for it.
She didn't buy it.
Yeah, she did.
Yes, she did. She negotiated for Samsung to give 1 million copies out.
Yeah.
So because of that, she went platinum. So well, she, it's not like okay, she didn't buy it, but she got paid by making another company give away her shit for free.
Yeah. Yep. She got a huge sponsorship deal, a big wave of interest in a company of which she's a part owner, and a cachet of becoming a platinum artist in an incredibly short window of time.
I don't see the big deal with this, honestly.
I just think she's it's cheating.
Who cares? Platinum doesn't mean anything now.
I guess
it really doesn't.
In all fairness, I don't make music. Obviously, you heard how terrible I am.
The top of the charts is already decided by radio stations and recording labels and everything before it's even released.
Well, it's determined by recording labels.
Yeah, so they will play that song pumped through the radios so often that you are forced to like it, basically, and then that's what sells the records.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see this being any big deal. It's just a different way of doing it. I mean, good for her for getting 25 million before she even got the platinum.
I just hate Rihanna so much.
I don't like her either, but good for her.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't
like that song. Is awful.
Yeah,
it's that is terrible, the worst song. But that's I've the heard.
Thing. She got platinum status over a terrible song.
Yeah. But she would have gotten platinum no matter what.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and Drake's on there. Everybody's panties get wet for Drake. So
she just shit.
She would have sold just by having him on it alone.
And it was able to make $25 million for it before it even released.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
I guess that is kind of the dream.
If you hear that song, you know that took no effort whatsoever to write.
Mm-hmm.
It is so bad.
Well, you know what's funny is like about country, you know, Nashville is a songwriting capital of the fucking world.
Yeah. They churn
out. Not just the world, the fucking world.
Yeah.
They churn out song after song and then sell it to the artist to make famous. And it works.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people buy into it.
They're a machine.
I think everything sounds exactly the same, and there's scientific evidence to prove that, but
there's not scientific evidence. There's
evidence. There's YouTube evidence.
There's YouTube evidence.
There's a lot of videos out there that show how identical it is
to everything.
And, you know, it's a shame because there's a lot of other really good music out there that you just have to search for. But now, thankfully, with Spotify and with Tidal, your thoughts on it regarding there, it is so much easier to find awesome music now.
See, I kind of disagree because I think, I mean, the really? Way that I discover new artists is with Pandora.
Oh, I think Pandora is the same thing. If you search any rock band, they will play Coldplay and Nickelback no matter what. I kid you not.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with Nickelback.
Fuck you, Jake.
Doesn't matter. They have recommended. I think.
How's artists, Barbie Girl? Do you like Barbie Girl?
I think artists can buy the Pandora recommendations, so it doesn't really matter. But music is so easy to find now, and good music is so easy to find now if you search for it, which is awesome.
Yeah, you have to actively try and find something.
Not really, though, because if you find a band that you like on Spotify. I'm saying Spotify mostly because that's what you use
mostly. Yeah, I know.
But it'll give you recommended artists and it'll show you like six or five or whatever on that page. But if you click recommended artists from that, it gives you like 20 of them and you just go through each one, listen to a song or two, the one that has the most listens. And it is so easy. I found so many awesome bands that I love right now because
big problem with Spotify is that after like a little while, like I installed it a long time ago, tried to start it up again. I had to uninstall and reinstall it. And then I did that. And then a couple months later, like this month, I went to start it up again and it won't load.
Really?
It just won't load. I have to keep uninstalling and reinstalling it to get it to load.
That's kind of crappy.
Are you talking about your computer or your phone?
My computer.
Yeah, I've had really bad luck on PCs.
Yeah.
My computer over there hates Spotify for whatever reason. It works just fine on my Mac.
I mean, everything else is great on my computer, so I know it's not my computer. But
I don't know what it is, but for whatever reason, the web player works. If you go to Spotify.com, it works better.
Okay. Maybe I'll try that.
But the phone is really good. I pay this.
With the phone, can't you only do like shuffle?
You unless can't you pay pick. For it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I don't want to pay for.
You don't have to.
Music.
You don't have to. I mean, there's a lot of other ways.
I do have to, though. That's the thing.
I know.
Like, if I'm listening on my phone and I want to hear a specific song, yeah. I have to pay for it. Now, see, what I've started using is SoundCloud, because you can usually find the songs you're looking for
somewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere. You know, somebody's uploaded it under a different name or something like that.
I figure $10 a month is about the amount of money that I would pay for an album each month anyway.
So okay, I guess
that's fair.
I might as well, that's a fair way to look at it.
I
might as well take that $10 a month and put it on my data plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm going to be using.
Your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because cool. That's what I'm going to be using it for is data to listen to music on my phone.
Well, you don't always listen to it. Well, yes. I don't always listen
yes,
to it on
I
my
do.
Phone. I mean, I okay. I have a plan that is, I have an absurd amount of data that I don't need, and I tried dropping it.
You want to give me some?
I can use it. I have 15 gigabytes.
That's ridiculous
for just me.
That's ridiculous.
I use maybe 3.
I have 3 gigabytes shared between me and my wife.
Yeah,
that's our data plan. I share 3.
I tried to drop it, and it would only drop like. $3.
What?
It was ridiculous. I could drop it from like 15 gigabytes to 5, which I think is the perfect amount.
Yeah.
Because then I have a good buffer in case I go crazy or
yeah, like exactly.
on a road trip or whatever. But it doesn't save me enough money to even warrant it.
That's stupid.
I don't know.
I mean, what was
that's
it?
AT&T for you. You get like 1 gigabyte, 200 megabytes, or fucking 30,000.
You know, it's so funny that like my brother and I were talking about, because I mean, it's tax season and.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's tax season. I just got did my taxes, pleasantly surprised on my return. I had to pay. Did you? That sucks. I'm sorry, bro.
$65.
Oh, that's
not bad at all.
That's nothing. Not that bad.
63 to federal, 2 to state.
I hate that, though, because you have to mail that shit in.
No, you don't.
Oh, well, no. I had to.
Like, what's crazy was last year, Missy owed $1.
She owed $1?
$1 to state. And she...
I believe if it's a dollar or less, you don't have to pay it.
Probably not, but she decided to pay it.
Okay. I think I owed $1 and I mailed it in.
She put in her...
I'd rather send it than not send it.
Dollar. Yeah.
She put in her checking account number. Put it in incorrectly on accident. They charged like a $6 fee.
Oh, really?
So she had to pay $7.
That's so ridiculous. What?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the concept that sucks. A 700% increase in your taxes because you made one mistake.
Well, I mean, the thing that sucked for me was the fact that we defaulted on our health insurance, like towards the end of the year, like I think our health insurance, we ended up defaulting on it for like the last 3 months or something like that, and ended up owing like $215.
Okay,
off taxes.
Well, because now you're required to have health insurance, and if you don't, they tax you
for it, yeah.
Which is stupid because it's so stupid. If I don't have enough money to pay for my health insurance, then what makes you think that I'm going to be able to pay you when you tax me for
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Whatever.
Well, it's the same thing, Mr. Cop. I don't have enough money to pay off my tickets. What makes you think that I don't have enough money to get this ticket?
You yell at me like I'm the one who is giving you tickets.
No, I'm pretty sure you would let me buy after a blowjob.
It's funny how...
Or two.
Okay.
How much more money it costs to be poor than it is to be comfortable sometimes.
Isn't that sad?
It really sucks.
Well, I mean, and not to get too political, but... With the debates and everything, it just seems like the people that are in power just want to make the rich people more rich and give them tax breaks and widen the gap between rich and poor and just completely eliminate the, you know, the middle class.
Not everybody.
Like, no, not everybody. But I'm just saying, like, that's sadly where a lot of big businesses and company and politicians are going. And, like, I grew up middle class my entire life. Like, my family's middle class. And it's sad where
I have no class.
That doesn't really.
I'd say your family's pretty upper middle class.
It used to be upper middle class.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, we grew up in Naperville, Illinois. It's pretty stereotypical upper middle class.
Yeah, exactly. But
now being on our own sucks.
Being on our own, I'm back with my parents.
Yeah.
Right, but however, I cannot say that I'm like a college kid back with my parents because I just graduated. So, yeah. You know, it was nice. Like when before I graduated to be because we moved back with my parents. I think in October, and I graduated in November. So that
October.
Yes,
October.
Yeah. So like that 2 months, you know, when I'm dropping the kids off at school, I have that luxury of saying, oh, yeah, I went back to school. And so we moved back in with my parents to help money. And now I can't say that because I'm graduated. Now I'm just a lazy bum that lets his wife work for him. But
Laura's got a nice job.
She does. She has a very nice job. She has a very nice job. I'm so grateful for that job. But my second article, actually, this would be like the third or fourth. Yeah. Okay, so
you need to go back to school.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Obviously.
All right.
Recording school doesn't teach numbers.
Yeah. What volume am I at?
So this was a leap year.
95.7.
12D3.
I love leap years.
Why?
Because my birthday is August 29th, which means my half birthday 6 months later is February 29th.
Oh, so your half birthday is on a leap year.
I get a half birthday every 4 years, and I'm so excited.
That's actually pretty interesting.
Because nobody celebrates half birthdays, which
is true.
Not that one kid that we listened to. Do you remember the... I showed him Story Pirates.
Yeah, yeah.
And that one kid, like... They interview the kids after their story, and the kid's like, yeah, we get a birthday cake every half... We get an ice cream cake every half birthday. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this family doing? Like, they're making every other family be shitty.
I love half birthdays.
Yeah.
It means that I am officially 8.5 years old now.
Did you get half birthday sex on half birthday?
I got half birthday
cake. Did you get half sex on
I got,
half birthday?
Oh, okay, I got half a half birthday cake.
Nice.
Barb, the owner at my job, she made a cake and split it in half and said, this half is for you for your half birthday. This half is for our 28th anniversary.
Huh. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm only 2 years older than the store.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I feel very young there.
You're turning 30 this year?
I'm turning 30 this year.
Yeah, wow.
I know.
Wow.
And he has to rub it in every fucking time that he's older than me.
I don't care.
You rub it in. You really do.
I'd rather be your age.
Yeah, whatever. Lauren's freaking out about turning 30 this year.
Well, I'm 8.5.
So. Okay, so with leap year, though, did you know? Or
I didn't, but you're going to tell me.
That it is leap year, like February 29th, is Superman's birthday. Or is
Kal-El?
It? Yeah, Kal-El's birthday.
Where do you get this information from?
From this article right here.
Okay, so just because somebody published an article about it doesn't mean it's true.
Okay, the article reads, headliner, and it's from Nerdist.com, so mm-hmm. I trust it.
Yeah.
It's Nerdist. Is today really Superman's birthday? Today is the official celebration of Superman's 78th birthday, which means that he can only really mark the occasion in a leap year. DC Comics has actually jumped the gun by almost a month and a half. Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster's Superman made his first appearance in Action Comics number 1, which was published on April 18th, 1938. That will be the real date of Superman's 78th anniversary, and writer Max Landis has recently incorporated as Clark Kent's birthday in his Superman American Alien miniseries. Mark Wade, previously Superman's origin story, Superman Birthright, put his birth date on December 1st. So, like, they're constantly arguing as to whether his birthday, what his birthday is.
Well, since comics are rebooted all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to keep up.
First of all, how would they know? Have they ever met Superman?
So where did...
He came from fucking Krypton. They might not even have 12 months a year. He could have been born in fucking December-ary.
December 41st.
Yeah. So, where did the whole February 29th birthday come from?
For a second there, I was thinking, like, okay, if it was debuted on that day, I was thinking, like, do all superheroes start their superhero, like, origin story on their birthday? But I'm like, no, idiot. It's an anniversary, not a birthday.
So DC lore has it that legendary comic editor Julius, or Julie Schwartz, came up with the idea of making Superman's birthday fall on a day that only came once every 4 years as a way to justify the fact that Superman never aged.
Okay, so he's Benjamin Button or Big?
Because if
what is the Robin Williams movie? Help me out here.
Oh, Patch Adams? No.
Is it Robin Williams?
Jack.
Yes, Jack.
Jack.
Yes, Jack.
That's the one.
No, it's not the fact that he's Jack, because Jack aged very quickly over a short period of time.
Oh, so he was
Benjamin Button.
Kind he was of Benjamin Button. Leap year. That doesn't make any sense.
I like to think of it as he grew up to a certain age, say, let's, 20, 23, 25? And then his molecular structure just never changed because of the radiation of the sun. Whatever. We're getting too nerdy about this.
No, this is very important. We need to have the exact earthly year that Superman, a fictitious character.
Wait, he's fictitious?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
So over time, February 29th became the accepted date for Superman's birthday within DC comic book universe, including Alan Moore and David Gibbons' famous story, For the Man Who Had Everything. DC also embraced that date for Superman's 50th anniversary celebration in 1988. As far as DC is concerned, this is the Man of Steel's big day, but we're going to stick with April 18th because Action Comics number 1 was more than just the debut of Superman. It was the beginning of nearly every superhero comic that came after it as well, and that's something truly worth celebrating. Which date do you think Superman's birthday should fall on?
I like December 41st.
I agree.
December.
No, come on. Get into a real conversation about this.
Like, I'm sorry about our light that's flickering.
Yeah, it's kind of making me like want some salt and seizures. Start.
I can unplug it.
No, it's okay. We're fine.
Because I know it's been dying for a little bit.
But here's my theory on it, okay? I mean, I get the fact that the writer wanted to justify why he never aged over 4 years.
Why does he? It's a comic. The explanation is, who cares?
Yeah.
I love how we're trying to make a fictional character who can fly and has laser vision and can freeze things with his breath.
See, but the thing is,
what's his birthday? Who cares?
If you look at all other comics, though, and when I know
does he
I understand.
Get cake?
If you look at all other comics, though, like Batman gets too old, so therefore he passes on his
correct.
Legacy. You know, like,
in one version of it.
Well, it's because
in another version, it's Thomas Wayne instead of Bruce Wayne.
And in another version,
it's my favorite version.
I like. I know it was in the animated series, but I like Man Bat, the one that's an actual bat trying to be a man.
Yeah, I mean, but like, I don't know. DC just tries to make things more real than Marvel does, so that's one of the things.
By a man who can create anything with his mind, but instead he just makes fists. Green Lantern.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's Green Lantern.
That's the Green Lantern movie. That's not the actual comic book.
Like, too many fists.
Too many
fists. He makes brick walls and guns and airplanes, according to Injustice.
Yeah, exactly. And swords. He makes swords and other things. But, okay,
I will admit that Green Lantern is the most intriguing superhero to me.
Why?
Because I just like the unlimited. Because
he can make a woman that can make breakfast.
That's the crux of the argument there. We're referring to a GameScoop episode from like 2004 or something.
It was an old GameScoop episode.
But it is so funny.
Yeah.
Then I think of that like at least once a week.
Do you?
I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. And
can you make breakfast with the rig? No, you can't eat the constructs.
Honestly, I use a similar excuse in improv a lot. And it only makes me laugh, and
yeah,
I don't care.
Of course, nobody else.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about.
So the whole point that we're saying is just like, what
oh, okay.
do you think?
We were talking about Green Lantern. Like,
I guess, yeah. We were talking about Superman, but you can go with Green Lantern.
Green Lantern is the coolest because he can make anything. It doesn't matter.
He can create anything
he can
that he can think of.
I guess since I like to create things, mostly.
Okay.
Mostly stories in my own head.
I mean, Here's the thing. Do you think he creates, like, other penises when he... Never mind. We're not going down that route.
Well, all right. We're taking it the dirty
could.
Route.
He like, could, though. Could. Like, yeah.
Can create... he create the female orgasm?
No. No one can do that. That's
nobody
impossible.
Can create the female
it orgasm. Doesn't impossible. Exist.
Oh, so, does God. He have a girlfriend?
Who? Green Lantern?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a girlfriend.
I mean, it depends so, yeah, which he... Green Lantern. There are multiple Green Lanterns.
It's right. True.
There's a...
So one could not and one
Ryan
could.
Ryan Reynolds.
There's Ryan Reynolds.
Well, of course he does. He's Deadpool.
There's a... I think The Rock wants to play one. I forgot.
He was going to be Hal
he
Jordan.
Did, he,
Hal
no, no, Jordan, no. That... He, Ryan Reynolds is Hal Jordan. He wanted... Her. Rock wanted to be... God, what is the other one's name? Daniel would know it right off the bat.
I know. We're... Blackie I'm not a good McGee. Nerd. I'm really
no,
not.
Yeah, I'm not a huge like comic book nerd, but I mean, I just thought that it was really interesting that DC tried explaining something with leap year, and then like nerds are like, no,
yeah,
the actual birthday is April 14th or what 16th, whatever it said.
I it doesn't matter. Here's from Krypton.
Okay,
they might not even celebrate birthdays there.
Here's
we don't
my
know.
Well, here's my.
We
thing.
Have to be sensitive to their culture.
Exactly.
Nobody's fucking sensitive to their culture. They blew up. They don't exist anymore.
Well, he exists.
Dude, too soon.
They do exist.
Not even they were sensitive to their culture. They blew up their own fucking planets.
You don't talk about the Jews like that, do you?
Or Alderaans.
Do you know that's actually...
Boom! No, that's bad for Alderaans.
Yeah.
No, I mean, actually, that... What's Superman was actually supposed to be a fictional character as for the savior of the Jews. Like, that's his real role.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He was supposed to be the savior of Jews.
Okay.
But you
really?
Said that he was originally in a comic in 1930.
He has an S on his chest.
Yeah.
Oh, 38.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's accurate. Okay.
That is accurate.
I don't think they were like widely distributed.
Superman fought the Nazis,
Superman
buddy.
Comets in Poland.
Well, you've
Superman
seen
fought the Nazis.
You've seen the poster, right? There was God, I wish I remember who posted it on Facebook, but there was a poster that was produced back in like the 50s, which was obviously after the whole World War II thing, but it said it was of Superman, and there were a bunch of different people in the background, and it was like, remember kids, you know, and God creates or whatever, people of different races, ethnicities, colors, shapes, sizes, and everybody's equal or something.
And that's the most American way or something like that.
Right.
I know exactly what
because
you're talking
about.
Because they're
all American.
I love that poster.
Like that. So
that's great.
Let me see if
I want
can
that
find
poster
it.
Now. I really kind of do. But so my twist on it is that I think they're both right.
What, the Jews
that leap
and
year?
Hitler?
No, leap year being his birthday.
Oh, okay.
And
I was gonna say,
April 16th being his birthday. Here's why. February 29th, leap year, could be his Kryptonian actual birthday. Like, that could be the day that he was born on. That would explain why he doesn't age as much.
What then, would explain the Earth calendar on Krypton?
I'm just saying, like, to... Think of currency exchange, all right, motherfucker?
Okay, when I think of
currency... I'm just saying, like...
When I think of... Oh, tangent here. When I think of currency exchange, when I used to live in Bolingbrook, there was one currency exchange that was close by that was a part of a gas station, but they didn't fix the sign, and the sign was built with three light bulbs, so the middle part of currency and exchange was out, so it said Kwansi Exange.
Okay.
And that's the only thing I think about whenever I hear currency exchange.
So to finish my explanation, I would say that his Kryptonian birthday would be February 29th, leap year, and April 16th would be the birthday that they gave him when he crash landed, because the Kents don't know when he was actually born, but they would have had to labeled something.
When Kal-El or Superman, whatever, when he landed on Earth, how was he old enough to be conscious and like remember?
He was a baby.
He was
a
baby.
He was a baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
like Moses.
So how does
a savior of the Jews?
How does he know his Krypton birthday? How does he know his Krypton birthday?
He doesn't.
He doesn't. But that's
his
just
cousin Kara does. I'm sure.
Probably
Supergirl. In case you were wondering,
I was wondering. So she survived as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She was.
She was sent
first.
To protect him technically, but she's dumb.
I know nothing about Superman
because she's blonde.
See, there's a lot of things that like incorporate with Superman, and not a lot of people like Superman. Because he has all of this power, And how do you beat somebody that like has all this power?
Well, you shave your head first, and then you make a lot of shit. You make land out of the substance that is the only weakness to Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And then
this kind of correlates with Batman versus Jesse Superman Eisenberg coming out next month.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is like, this is supposed to be a branch off of, it's not Superman Returns. Was it?
It's just Man of Steel.
No. Man of Steel. Yeah, correct.
Dawn of Justice? What is, I don't know.
This movie is called Dawn of Justice, correct. Gotcha. Because it's the dawn of the Justice League. It's the beginning of the Justice League. And they're trying to fast track the Justice League to catch up with the Avengers.
Are. Yeah, because they are way behind.
But where they lack on movies, they make up for with TV shows.
Oh, absolutely.
Because The Flash is absolutely amazing. Supergirl I have not watched yet, but I'm also...
It's iffy. I haven't watched it all, but like I've seen a few episodes here and there, okay. And my dad doesn't like it, but we'll get into that later because it's... My dad and anyway, we all know how that goes.
Super Howard. Yeah.
But this kind of, like they have kryptonite in this because my brother was trying to figure out why Batman's metal suit seems to stop Superman's punch. Because there's a scene in one of the previews that Superman throws a punch, Batman puts it up, and Superman actually looks at his arm and is kind of like shocked, like, why the fuck am I not hurting you right now? Like, how are you resisting me? And he's like, maybe it's made out of, like, there's a kryptonite something. And I'm like, but that doesn't make any sense because Superman doesn't know that he's vulnerable to kryptonite yet.
Allergic.
Vulnerable. We're going to go with vulnerable.
I like allergic because it makes me think that he has, like, a krypton inhaler. Yes, he has.
So, hold on.
Two puffs daily.
I don't know. I don't know if I would go that far as to say that he doesn't know. I mean, I could see that being a gap where, like, all of a sudden, boom, light bulb, okay, yeah, I know. Like, but we didn't see, like, any part in the movie, you're right, where he kind of experiences. But, I mean, you don't know growing up.
He doesn't know, because in that movie, Man of Steel, he's just finding out where he's from.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that this next movie is going to take place almost directly after his win over...
Oh, yeah, that's the point of it, is because Batman's pissed off because, you know, he's destroying the city.
Yeah, well, he destroyed Wayne Tower.
Well, yeah, but he destroyed the city along with it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yes, ultimately he's pissed off about Wayne Tower, but he's pissed off...
Well, no, I'm not saying he's pissed off about a tangible building. He's pissed off that, like, this got brought home. You know what I mean? Like, that it's an imminent threat... You know, I mean, he says it, and I'm actually pretty surprised with Ben Affleck. I'm kind of really looking forward to it.
I never thought I'd say it.
I'm not going to see the movie, but I think he's doing a great job in the trailers.
Why wouldn't you see the movie?
I said earlier in the episode that I'm kind of over superhero movies.
I'm kind of over you. I think we need a new third.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I would never replace you.
No.
I love you.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I love you too. I didn't read comics growing up. I know very little about comics. The only main comic that I read from start to finish was Watchmen, which was good.
It was a good movie.
Movie was okay. The comic was good.
I'm sure the comic was probably better, but
they changed the ending, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the ending of either. So okay. Goes to show how much I'm into comics.
But I mean, like you have Dawn of Justice coming out.
Uh-huh.
Which not only is Superman, Batman, but also Wonder Woman. Supposedly, The Flash is going to make an appearance.
Aquaman
is supposed to be in there, too.
Doomsday is for sure.
And Doomsday is definitely for sure.
Right.
I know a lot of, like, casual knowledge about comics and everything, but I'm just burnt out by comic book movies.
Well, and then The Last Avengers, the Death Squad.
Was dumb.
I didn't see it, so don't say anything about it.
Last Avengers was cheesy.
I didn't think it was that dumb.
I didn't like it.
I can't wait for the next one to see. Well, Civil War. I can't wait for Civil War because I want to see Ant-Man.
Haven't seen Ant-Man?
No. I want to see him fight because he's in the Civil War.
Okay.
From what I hear about Civil War is that there's at least 68 confirmed characters, which is too much.
I don't think it's too much.
Because well, the thing is that's kind of the point of it. Like, the Civil War starts between, you know, Cap yeah. and Iron Man when they decide, like, right. they want to start doing registering the superheroes.
And it's mm-hmm. fan service to the fans and everything. But as far as a movie goes where you have to have character development and a set story where these characters grow and build, 68 characters is too much to show in one Mech, 2 hour movie.
I swear to God, they've built these characters over like 20 movies.
Right. They've had like six or so, but I mean, there
they
are
also
a lot
have
of
like
little 12
something confirmed movies within the next 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like Black Panther, Ant-Man 2,
yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I don't like that movie.
They're going to do another Hulk movie, I believe.
How did you not like Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy was awful.
I haven't seen Guardians of the okay, Galaxy. I'm like six movies behind.
It was
behind.
One of Chris Pratt's best movies.
Your mom
I like
one
Chris
of six
Pratt. I did yeah. not like that movie. The villain, Chris what's the villain's name?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you.
The villain, the alien guy. Yeah. It looks, okay, his makeup or his facial
black, yeah.
image, it... Missy pointed it out, and I couldn't pay attention for the rest of the movie. It looked like he had been eating shit. Like, there was just, like, brown shit all over his face, like, starting at the mouth and just going down. That it looked like he was just eating poo-poo the entire time, and you can't take him seriously when you know that
maybe,
he's been eating poo-poo.
Maybe what happened is he and his wife or girlfriend or, you know, however he likes to identify himself, they
I'm
went
a
out...
scat man!
To be honest, it might
they
be...
went out for dinner.
Yeah,
and they went out for Mexican food and had tacos. And then they decided to 69 that night and realized probably not a good idea.
Yeah,
after
yeah.
the fact,
man, it was like movie 23, not good. But I mean,
it broke the movie for me.
Yeah,
and yeah. I wasn't enjoying the movie to begin with, so we just made fun of it
well,
for the rest of the time.
But that's. To be honest, like, everybody's pretty tired of Marvel movies. I mean, they're great movies. They're very entertaining. But
they
they're a little tired of they're a little tired of Marvel. I mean, whereas DC is really catching up. And this is the best part about DC. To be honest, other than Superman and Batman, there's been nothing else.
Yeah.
That's all. And Batman's been, like, bludgeoned to death with different actors. And, you
that's
know.
Not true.
What do you mean that's not true?
That's not true.
That is true.
No.
He said... Five or six.
Green Lantern is DC.
Yeah, but that okay. was... Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're not counting
you
Green
Lantern.
You
can't say there's been nothing else.
Okay, well, technically, Blade is Marvel.
I never said it wasn't.
But I'm just saying, like, Marvel has had its day. It's still going on. It's still a cog machine. But you can't be, like, tired of DC because we're just... getting ready for it. Like,
no, I'm just tired.
Death Squad looks absolutely amazing. I never thought that I would
Suicide
be...
Squad?
Yeah, Suicide Squad looks...
Suicide
Squad. Suicide Squad. Definitely amazing. I never thought I'd be very upset about it. I never thought I'd be excited about it, especially Jared Leto as the Joker. Like, everybody thought it might be too soon, but I think he takes it in a different way, and I'm kind of excited to see what he does with it.
I will admit that that's one I'm curious about. I don't know if I'm actually going to see it just
oh
because
my God, Harley Quinn alone sells
about.
It.
I just want to see how Jared Leto does as Joker, and
which he's not even going to be. I honestly don't think he's going to be that much of a role. I don't know. He might, but
I'm sure he's going to.
He really wasn't shown much in the previews. It looked like it was everybody else, and then he just kind of like pokes his head in, but.
Well, have you seen the new one where he's like laying on the ground with all the knives and guns around him? And...
I don't think I have.
Okay, because with the Queen song, they do it to.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, it's
maybe
not,
I
it's,
have
having a good time or
no? That one's actually that first person.
New one?
There's a first person shooter, like type movie.
That's weird.
Yeah, it looks like you're playing a video game the entire time.
Oh, okay. I know what that movie is.
And that one's to having a good time.
I thought they were both to.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to look them both up.
But we got to wrap up a little bit. We got like 90 seconds. So.
Oh!
I'm just tired of superhero movies. I'm fine with comic books, movie adaptations, but just I don't want to see superhero.
Well, we really nerded out this episode, guys.
We did.
Round two? Coming soon?
Yeah, I'm thinking we're probably going to, well, we're going to release this and probably the next one on both Podomatic and MixLR.
Stitcher.
And Stitcher. which after a while we're going to just probably switch over. I'm not sure exactly, but I am going to make a WordPress website for us.
All right.
So
good.
So no, you can't count on me.
I can't count on your ass.
We don't want to make any promises on length between shows or anything, but what are you thinking? Like at least once, maybe twice a month?
What's the girth?
Yeah.
Girth is pretty round. About 2-3 inches. Yeah.
No, you got 27 seconds.
Damn it.
25, 4, 3, 2, 20 seconds. All right. Yeah. Anyway, what I'm saying is like I'm thinking like one show to two shows a month. Two shows is if we're really...
That sounds good.
It's hard for us to get together, to be honest, but...
we're trying our darndest.
Yep, and we're trying to bring the entertainment to you guys, and...
Find us on Facebook, email livingshowcasepodcast@gmail.com.
Facebook, Twitter.
Poop face.